Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Bob, we've been talking a little bit about the spring, and this is the time of year where the guy goes to the back of the shed or the back corner of the garage and digs out the grills, the smokers. Between you and I, we probably got a dozen. I know that I've got five in the garage, and some of them I use year-round. Others, the big trailer units out in the yard parked under the tarp, and some of them are just tucked back there in the corner that don't get used that often.
You might be surprised when you pull that tarp off.
Yeah.
Might be some critters in there.
Right, yeah.
You gotta shut those vents up.
Right, yeah, they like the taste of that grease, yeah.
Mice actually really like to get into grills.
Yeah.
That's a fact. So if you left yours on your deck with a cover on it, when you pull it out now, you've probably already taken your cover off, you might find a whole bunch of newspaper or insulation or chewed up cardboard or weeds or who knows what in there, and they might be scattering. And if you wait a few more weeks to open it, you'll have a bunch of babies in there.
Yeah, so, you know where else you find that is in your bag chairs. Done that before, okay. Too. Pull that bag chair out of there, and there's a little nest in the bottom and smells because they've been in there all winter, right?
Ooh. Now, so if it's spring and you're going out to get a new one, you got a lot of choices to get. Of course, a lot of people are asking me about pellet grills right now.
Right.
And I can't believe at the growth in that segment of the market. It's still happening.
Well, you know what I think? It's a simple theory. It's lazy grilling.
Well, smoking has really caught on.
Right.
And your sentiments are, I believe, a big part of it is that people want to smoke, but they see their buddy with his cool homemade or his cool whatever, and they just don't feel, they feel intimidated maybe or whatever, and then lo and behold, they find this neighbor that's got this handy little gizmo. He pushes a button, and he goes to sleep, and that's what he wants to do.
Right, and you got a digital thermometer that'll give signal to your cell phone so you can go about your day, and when your cooking time is done, as you've pre-programmed it with controlled temperature, right, then it sends you an alert, and you walk out there and pull the food off and feed it to your family, right? I mean, that's as automated as this thing. I have one, right? I used it for that corned beef that we talked about in the last segment.
It's
but it doesn't, in my humble opinion, it doesn't create the same flavor that I can over lump charcoal in a smoker. But it's a good flavor, and it's not traditional. It's more conventional, but I have a pellet smoker. So let's talk about that one then, on what you need to do, even if you've been using it all winter or if you haven't used it all winter. Spring's a time for cleanup,
well,
so let's tear one of those apart.
That's a great point, and I think when it's really cold out, I am totally guilty. Now, a couple weeks ago, I think before my party last weekend, I got the Dawn and the hot water out and a scrub brush, and I washed down the top of my stainless unit outside and the stainless countertops because I hadn't done it for a couple of months, but I did it midwinter sometime when we got a warm day, just because the dust, the atmospheric stuff that ends up on it,
right,
along with the little drippings from the week before, whatever, and you start getting this buildup, and then the smoke adds to it, and it gets to be really ugly and cruddy.
Right.
So Dawn is my favorite, and if your name is Dawn, you'll know why.
Right.
But I love cleaning up that stainless. It feels so good to get it off. And with a pellet grill, very often they're not stainless. They're just black. So you don't see the mess quite as much. And you might have had it in your garage, but guess what? Inside, it's a mess.
Right.
You probably haven't vacuumed it. So let's take that thing apart. Let's pull it outside, and let's get some cardboard. I would say newspaper, but nobody has those anymore.
Right.
So get some kind of a tarp that you can throw away underneath it, because you're going to have black stuff that your wife's not going to want you tracking all over your driveway or you're in your house.
Right.
So the dog and the kids will run through it, and it's just tar.
Well,
so,
and there's a side note. The dogs, I would put that up a little bit, because my dogs come over and lick the heck out of those grill grates.
That's one way to clean it.
Yeah, right. But I'm not sure it's that great for the dog either, right? Because now you're just prolonging the mess until it happens again. But anyway, so you take all the grates out, set them somewhere.
You get a nice piece of cardboard. I always save my big boxes, and I pull those out, make a nice work area there, And also disposable gloves.
Yep.
Because when you start pulling that stuff out, it's a mess. And getting it off your hands is a chore. So if you put some disposable gloves on and do your work with that, by the time you've done all the dirty work, you can chuck those and you can put some clean gloves on for the second stage. So you pull the grates out, you pull whatever pieces out. If it's a pellet grill, you're going to pull out probably a drip pan, yep. And then you're going to find a burner pot, and that's got a removable tray in it, and then you're going to have a bunch of ash in both the burner pot and in the belly. So you need your shop vac. You'll need a 4-inch and a 1-inch putty knife.
Yep.
And you're going to want to scrape and vacuum, get right. all that stuff out of there. And then as far as your grates go, there's a couple ways to do those. You can either just take some grease cutter to them,
uh-huh.
or you can throw them back in the unit and fire it up with some tin foil over them, and that's your favorite
right.
object, right? You're an aluminum freak.
Well, but if you put the tin foil over top of them, there isn't a lot of scraping. It creates a reflective heat, mm-hmm. and they get superheated, the grates do,
right.
and it the stuff flakes off then.
So you're going to have to crank it up on high and get the highest temperature you can.
Right.
Heat it up, run it for about a half an hour, shut her down. Once it cools, you should be able to easily scrub and scrape that stuff right off there.
Let me go with, and I agree with you, let me go with a caution because I did this. I'm not proud of it, but I'm confessing. I've told this story before if you're a longtime listener. I did exactly what Bob told you to do is take the grill apart, but when I put it back together, I put... There's a shield where the pellet auger drops the pellets into the firebox,
in
right?
In yours there is.
Right, in mine yeah. there is. And but my point
all
is
different.
Is pay attention to how you took it apart.
Right.
So you put it back together the same damn
exactly.
way.
Exactly.
Because I put that shield on there backwards, and what it did is it drove the fire up the auger line, and I'm like the set it and forget it guy. And I come outside.
3 beers later, your garage is on fire.
Right, yeah. That stack that holds all of my pellets is like a chimney. And it's just there's just fire shooting out of this thing.
So the point is, and we all have cameras. Just take a picture of it if it intimidates you a little bit, because there are a few parts in there. So and all grills are different. Now, this one Randy has is a Louisiana grill. Just because of the way they make that feeder and the burn pot, they make a weird lip on it that is real easy to put in backwards, and what he did was caused a little backup in the internal system.
Right, so it was burning
the
fire.
The fire will follow its way up,
right.
And it's called a hopper fire, and that has happened to plenty of people. I've heard people with Traegers do the same thing, only it's because they didn't clean them, and the burn pot just accumulated and backed up and does the same thing. So long story short, pellet grills have to be cleaned.
Right.
And this is a good time to do it. And
I would say empty your pellets out. If you left pellets in this thing through the winter, pretty good chance you pull those out of there because they probably drawn some moisture. Or, again, you might have had an animal get in there if there's no cover on it. Usually there is.
Depends on how moist your garage is.
Right, yeah.
Yep.
Because those things are going to swell with moisture, and then they'll gum things up, and it just won't work. Start clean. Start fresh. Know it's the right stuff, and, you know, it's just a good way to roll with it. Coming up next, Barbecue Bob and I might talk a little bit about the Full Belly Deli, and we got some more cleaning tips. Stick with us. We'll be back. Don't give me that salt shaker and lime. Don't give me that comeback taste of this time. Don't muddle it up. Don't water it down. Give me everything you got right here, right now. Make it burn.